Welcome to the American Academy of Dermatology's Dialogues in Dermatology podcast series. This podcast is certified for CME credit. For credit information, visit Dialogues in Dermatology at aad.org/OLC. The information in this CME activity is for continuing education purposes only. It is not intended to establish a standard of care and is not meant to substitute for independent medical judgment of a health provider relative to the diagnostic, management, and treatment options of a specific patient's medical condition. Contributors to this issue of Dialogues in Dermatology have reported no relevant financial relationships.
At the conclusion of this learning activity, participants should be able to recognize and treat patients with psoriasis with a history of malignancy.
Hello and welcome to Dialogues in Dermatology. I'm Dr. Lauren Counsell, your editor-in-chief. We have another exciting podcast for you today. We hope that you enjoy. Psoriasis is a T-cell mediated disease for which the majority of treatments aim to reduce inflammation. Because of this, Dr. Megan No and her colleagues began to wonder whether patients with psoriasis were intrinsically more likely to develop cancer, either as a side effect of the disease itself or its treatments. In this month's podcast, Dr. No and Dr. Vinod Nambudiri discuss the complex topic of malignancy in patients with psoriasis.
Welcome to Dialogues in Dermatology. This is Vinod Nambudiri from Brigham and Women's Hospital, and today I'm joined by Megan Noe from the University of Pennsylvania. Today we are going to explore the topic of malignancies in patients with psoriasis. Megan, why don't you start by telling us some of your current research interests and what have you done to establish your expertise or interest in this area?
Well, thanks so much for inviting me to talk today. My research is focused on characterizing the comorbidities associated with psoriasis and also understanding the side effects of dermatological therapies. My clinical interests are focused in psoriasis, and so personally, I manage many patients on phototherapy, oral systemics like methotrexate, and biologics.
And tell us a little bit about how you got interested in examining this fascinating question, this link between malignancy and psoriasis. Where'd that come from?
It actually came from questions that I received from many of my colleagues. So both my colleagues at the University of Pennsylvania and also some of my friends from residency frequently texted me specific questions about their own patients, psoriasis patients that they had seen, and sort of which therapies they could use and they couldn't use based on their history related to malignancy. So I decided that it would be really important to delve into the literature so I could answer their questions. And once I became more interested in this topic, I thought it would be a great topic to share with all dermatologists here at the Academy.
I agree. I think there's a lot of application to every dermatologist. Psoriasis is something that we see so frequently, and this is a really important consideration. Tell us a little bit about some of the numbers behind, you know, this increasingly interesting area of investigation, a little bit of the epidemiology or the statistics that you can share with us based on your expertise.
Well, the research that we have now suggests that patients with psoriasis have a small but statistically significant increased risk of any cancer compared to people in the general population. One study performed in the United States found that in the general population, the rate of new malignancies was about 95 per 10,000 person years, but in the psoriasis population, it was 114. So again, a small increase, but the statistical significance was there. It appears that most of this increased risk comes from lymphoma and skin cancer, and a study done by Joel Gelfand's group estimated that the excess risk of lymphoma attributed to psoriasis was about 8 per 100,000 person years. So again, the increased risk in these psoriasis patients is small, but it's still there, which is why I think it's an important topic.
You mentioned that treatments seem to have some role in impacting this malignancy risk in these patients. Tell us a little more along those lines, specific drugs, specific approaches, specific risk factors that you've identified or that you're aware of for this patient population.
Well, part of the reason why I became interested in this topic is because dermatologists are concerned, I think, about the newer biologic therapies, specifically TNF inhibitors, and their increased risk of malignancy. But through all my research, I found that in psoriasis patients just using TNF inhibitors, there hasn't been shown to be an increased risk of malignancy overall. So I actually feel more comfortable using biologics in my patients and talking to my patients about how safe I think the biologics are. Most of the risk for increased malignancy comes actually from the phototherapies, so either PUVA, so sorolin and ultraviolet A light, or narrowband UVB phototherapy. And overall, I think these are still safe and effective treatment options for patients with psoriasis. Most of the risk, it seems, comes for people who receive more than 300 treatments. And so you would need to think about the increased risk of skin cancer in people who are long-term users of phototherapy. But for the most part, actually, I felt reassuring by my research because it showed that these psoriasis treatments are safe for most people.
Now, you mentioned, you know, the link potentially between specific treatments and malignancy. We all know that psoriasis comes on a spectrum of disease. There's some individuals who maybe have 1% of their body surface area affected, and that's the extent of their disease. And there are several others who approach a near erythrodermic state or a very significant percentage of their body's surface area involved. Some people have comorbidities like arthritis that go along with the disease. How does the severity of the disease, do you think, factor into malignancy potential, or is that something that you've explored?
So that's actually a very complicated question, because when we do these studies, looking at these large epidemiological studies, looking at lots of people, we frequently use treatment as a proxy to measure severity. So in that way, treatment and severity, there's no way to tease out the differences. Based on everything else we know about psoriasis and the idea of chronic inflammation, with other comorbidities, like the cardiovascular comorbidities, it's been shown that people with more severe disease have a higher risk of cardiovascular disease from the inflammation. So I think people are suspicious that that same link would apply to malignancy. However, like I said, that hasn't been shown in studies because there's no way to tease out disease severity from the treatments received.
Given this increased risk that you've identified and that we all take care of so many patients with psoriasis, what's your approach to screening for malignancy in your patients with psoriasis?
Well, like I said, after really understanding the research, my main concern is for skin cancer. So I make sure that I have all my psoriasis patients put on a gown at least once a year, which sometimes in patients who are well controlled, they may be a little bit hesitant to because they have no actual psoriasis on their skin. But I do think it's important for us because I know this increased risk is there. The other thing that I think is important is I also encourage my patients to stay up to date on the age-appropriate cancer screening as recommended by the CDC. Because I found that a lot of my psoriasis patients, especially younger patients, may not regularly see their primary care doctor. And so if they're seeing me every 6 months, it's important for me to sort of give them the nudges and reminders about things that would occur in primary care, like cancer screening or vaccination.
Excellent. Are there particular organizations or resources that you're aware of, either for practicing dermatologists or for our patients, that particularly help shed light on this and help patients maybe make sense of some of this increased malignancy risk?
I think in general, the National Psoriasis Foundation has excellent resources for patients. They have lots of information about psoriasis in general and connecting patients with psoriasis. They also recently have really expanded their information on the comorbidities associated with psoriasis, and I do think they do a good job of using language that's appropriate for patients and really presenting evidence-based information for patients.
And so taking all of this to the bedside, you know, with our patients, are there any clinical pearls regarding malignancies in these patients? Any things we should specifically be looking for or approaches that we should particularly be using to be on top of screening our patients for malignancies?
Well, the most important thing, I think, in clinical practice is these drugs, especially the newer biologics, are safe. And so I don't think dermatologists should be concerned about using them in patients with severe disease, because in general, I think a lot of these medications can be life-changing for patients. And then again, we're dermatologists, so doing a skin check just comes naturally to us. And so incorporating skin screening into psoriasis exams periodically. The other thing that we haven't quite had a chance to talk about yet is that a lot of studies show this increased risk of skin cancer from phototherapy that I mentioned early actually persists over time. And so even when your patients have completed phototherapy, some studies show that the risk for a certain type of cancer can last for up to 15 years. So encouraging patients who have completed phototherapy to continue coming in for regular skin exams, I think, is also important.
Once a malignancy has been diagnosed in these patients with psoriasis, do you approach the management of it any differently, or how do you go about adjusting or modifying their therapies in that particular context?
That's a great question, and that's actually the one that I think comes up most in clinical practice. And I think it's important to think about each case on an individual basis. For the most part, if patients are undergoing treatment for an active malignancy, then we try to steer away from systemic therapies as much as possible. Utilize things like soak and smear with topicals, or phototherapy is a great option. But after people either are in remission or are more stable, then I think having a conversation with their oncologist about what treatment options you would like and if they think they are safe is a great idea. There's a little bit of data showing that people who have a history of cancer are not at an increased risk for recurrence after being put on a TNF inhibitor. But I think in all of the studies that we have, it's people who are more than 5 years out from their malignancy and likely had a lower risk malignancy to begin with, which is why I think you really need to talk to the oncologist and see what the prognosis of their cancer is. But frequently in people with a history of cancer that's been treated, there are many options to treat their psoriasis.
You mentioned that the two categories of most increased risk that we're seeing pop up relate to skin cancers and lymphomas. Do you do any additional blood work or any additional routine screening for lymphomas in your patients that you're managing with psoriasis who have been treated with any particular therapies?
I don't do any extra blood work or screening, but I do incorporate questions to sort of get at that into my review of systems. So I do ask everyone how they've been feeling, make sure no one has increased fatigue or is extra tired. For patients on systemic medications, we will get a CBC annually. And so sometimes things can be caught that way. But I think actually just taking a good history and review of systems is the best place to start.
And then any other insights? You know, several of our listeners maybe have more pediatric patients in their population, and these may be individuals who get started on treatment quite early in life. Any other insights into sort of cumulative therapy or longitudinal therapy over very long periods and how that might affect malignancy risk in these patients?
Right now, the data that we have is very reassuring. We have lots of data specifically for TNF inhibitors because they've been around the longest, but we do have long-term data of TNF inhibitors more than 20 to 30 years. And so far, we've seen no safety signal or no concern for an increased risk of malignancy with long-term use of these drugs.
Excellent. What are some of the main takeaways or take-home points that you would like our listeners here at Dialogues in Dermatology to remember from our conversation today?
I think the main thing to understand is that patients with psoriasis may be at an increased risk of either lymphoma or skin cancer compared to the general population, but the absolute risk is still very small. Secondly, TNF inhibitors do not appear to increase the risk of malignancy or malignancy recurrence, so they can be used safely. And then finally, any patient with a history of malignancy does have treatment options for their psoriasis, but they should be co-managed in conjunction with their oncologist or other specialist to really understand their individualized risk-benefit ratio for any psoriasis treatment.
Fantastic. I think those are some very practical insights that we can all take away from this and apply to our patients. Maybe just as a final insight looking forward, what do you see as some of the exciting insights or questions or new horizons related to understanding malignancy in patients with psoriasis?
Well, as Dr. Thiers mentioned yesterday in the plenary session, I think this is a great time to treat patients with psoriasis. We have so many new therapies coming up the pipeline that are really allowing patients to get clear or almost clear skin, and patients are really pleased with these new therapies. And so I think only time will tell the safety of these medications, but all the preliminary data from the new therapies suggests that the new medications are just as safe, or if not safer, than what's on the market. So I think, again, it's an exciting time to be a dermatologist because we have so many ways to be able to help our patients.
Fantastic. Well, I want to thank Dr. Megan Noe for joining us today, and thank you all for listening to this episode of Dialogues in Dermatology.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Several studies have examined the relationship between psoriasis and malignancy. Recent publications have demonstrated that patients with psoriasis have a small but statistically significant increased risk of developing any malignancy when compared to the general population. To put it in perspective, Dr. No points out there are roughly 114 new malignancies per 10,000 person years in patients with psoriasis versus 95 for those without. Of note, the majority of the increased risk results primarily from lymphoproliferative diseases and non-melanoma skin cancer. Why does psoriasis confer an increased risk of developing malignancy? Although the studies are most retrospective and observational, they demonstrate several important takeaways. First, patients treated with TNF inhibitors do not have a significantly increased risk of malignancy. Rather, those treated with phototherapy, such as sorolin and ultraviolet A, or narrowband ultraviolet B, had the greatest risk increase, particularly if they had undergone more than 300 treatment sessions. Because psoriasis is an inflammatory disease, it might seem intuitive that patients with a greater degree of systemic psoriatic involvement, such as psoriatic arthritis, might also carry an even greater risk of malignancy. Yet, as Dr. No notes, the data do not necessarily support this conclusion. This is partially due to the nature of the studies, in which treatment modality is commonly used as a proxy for disease severity. This makes it difficult to explicitly correlate psoriasis severity with risk of malignancy. Should psoriasis patients be managed differently with regard to skin cancer screening? In Dr. No's own practice, psoriasis patients receive annual full-body skin exams, and those on systemic therapies receive annual blood work. Importantly, she notes that the increased cancer risk with phototherapy may last up to 15 years. As for psoriasis patients who already have a history of malignancy, Dr. No generally favors first-line psoriasis treatment with topical steroids or soak and smear, rather than systemic immunomodulation. There are limited data supporting the safe usage of TNF inhibitors in this patient population, but only if their cancers have been in remission for several years or if they are low risk from an oncologic perspective. Finally, Dr. No emphasizes the importance of encouraging psoriasis patients, especially younger ones, to see their primary care doctors for age-appropriate cancer screenings and vaccinations, as this demographic is often disconnected from the healthcare system. She recommends the National Psoriasis Foundation as a patient-focused resource for psoriasis education.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Dialogues in Dermatology. This is Lauren Council, your editor-in-chief. For more podcasts, including bonus issues, check us out online at the website of the American Academy of Dermatology or through the Dialogues in Dermatology app. You can now also sync your subscription to your favorite podcast app. New podcasts are released each week in addition to our monthly JAD podcast. We hope you enjoyed these new options for listening to Dialogues and the increased content for your listening pleasure. Thank you.